All right, let's move on to item 13. Miscellaneous, as they say, staff reports. Gail, do we have any staff reports today?
Christina Dunn has a staff report.
All right.
And she is being moved over currently. There are no other staff reports besides that one.
All right, thank you, Gail. There we are, got the spaceship turned around. Yeah.
So I just wanted to report back from the beginning of the meeting on the certifications of membership, item 5, and the question on Jasmine Frost from 2013. For this member, they had a membership that they refunded from 2005, and then they came back into membership in 2013, and at that time, staff saw them as being a new member under PEPRA and put them into a PEPRA tier, but because they were already in membership, they should be moved into tier 3. During the AB 197 project, we went through all of our members reviewing tiers, and this member came out from that project to find that they were due a contribution correction based on the Alameda decision. And we corrected her tier, which resulted in a refund to her because of the lower age. As Dennis had mentioned earlier, she had a very young age coming into the plan, so the PEPRA rate was higher. So I just wanted to close the loop on that from the beginning of the item.
Interesting. Yeah, that's really helpful. Thank you. Thank you for doing that. Any questions or comments of Christina with that clarification and follow-up info? I'm not seeing any hands, so thank you, Christina. Mm-hmm. Much appreciated. All right. It sounds like there are no other staff reports for Gail, so I don't see any outside professionals on the line. So any trustee comments? Jay, had your hand up.
Hi, thanks. I wanted to report out that I attended the ILPA Private Equity for the Trustees or for Trustees Education. It was at the same time as the last board meeting, so I appreciate the board's indulgence in allowing me to miss. It was a two-day educational, call it a seminar, with about 8 to 10 trustees and actually another staff person there. It was pretty well run. At times it got very detailed. I would say more detailed than kind of the trustee might require, but I could see some of the information being useful in, say, the context if some kind of issue arose, particularly around contracting or something like that, and there was some kind of legal matter related to that, then it would be nice to have some of the background that they covered during the two-day seminar. But I would say, unless you're looking really for kind of more than just the basics on private equity, this goes deeper than that. So it's kind of involved. It's I think useful for people who are looking for more than the basics. Plenty of material. A lot of it is soft copy. So if you're looking for if you're looking for an outline or you're looking for material, just ask me. I'm happy to forward it to you. The other note is that, you know, in attending a conference like this, I think some of the more interesting or one of the most interesting parts is just meeting the other people and the other trustees there. So it was nice to talk to some folks from kind of the interior of California, as well as there were a couple other Bay Area guys. And there were a couple people from South Carolina. Flew across the country for this. And then I think might have made it back home just before Ian. So they were happy to be out here, a little fretful of what awaited them at home, but through it all, able to focus on private equity, I guess. So again, thank you for the board's indulgence in allowing me to miss that last meeting.
Great. Well, thank you, Jay. That was a great, great report. David, you had your hand up.
Yeah, I attended a due diligence meeting with Blackstone yesterday with Chi-Chi. And that was in New York. I got back home late last night. A great meeting and very informative. It was important to meet the team that's looking to invest our funds and to have some dialogue with them, get to know their sense of what they do, the culture about the office, so forth. And also it was nice to see our investment team at work. So very productive. It was a whirlwind trip, but well worth it. And I would encourage other trustees as much as possible to attend these due diligence visits. I think they're very helpful and informative.
Excellent. Well, thank you, David, and agree with your sentiments on that. I think it's absolutely, anyway, there's no substitute for experiencing that if you have the opportunity to see the dynamic and the interaction and to see how and to get and to watch our staff and or consultant, as the case may be, in play in that situation. It's very, very, very educational. Any other trustee comments? I'm not seeing any, so we will stand adjourned until the next time. So take care all and be safe out there.
And goodbye, we'll see
you at the next meeting.
Great seeing everybody. Please get your booster shots. They're available now. And also the flu is going to probably be very nasty this year.
Yep.
People won't be wearing masks. So I would encourage you to wear a mask if you're in crowded areas. And also make sure you get your flu shot. Do whatever you can to protect yourself.
Excellent advice. Thank you, David, as always, for reminding us. And with that, go safe and be safe and see you next time. All right. Thanks, everybody.